This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Garcia.
Let's talk today about the case of Joe Hosey. He is a reporter for Patch.com in the Joliet area, and he has released some information. He's come up with some details about a pretty grisly crime involving four young adults that killed two other young adults. And like I said, he's reported on some pretty grisly details that were apparently not supposed to be made public before the trial. And so a judge up there in Will County, Judge Gerald Kinney, is threatening to fine Hosey $300 a day until he releases information on where he got these details from. And he's also threatening him with an indefinite jail sentence, one that could run beyond the end of the murder trial. And groups such as the Illinois News Broadcasters Association, the RTDNA, the Society of Professional Journalists, the Chicago Headline Club have all come out in support of Hosey, saying these are First Amendment rights that should be protected by the state's shield law. Would both of you agree with that, or do you feel that releasing some of these grisly details jeopardizes the ability for these defendants to get a fair trial?
I think the whole point of a shield law is to protect free speech. Illinois is one of 30-some states that have shield laws, and that means that the law protects the confidentiality of the sources. It says it protects the reporter from having to give up sources. And if you break that or if you go against it, then the fear is that you're not going to have as vigorous of a press.
Right. If you're able to compel a reporter to give up their anonymous sources, I think that sets a dangerous precedent for journalism. And I think this case is something to watch for all journalists out there, because if they're, you know, actually able to get their way, the court's able to get their way, then, you know, journalists need to be on the lookout.
As I mentioned, Hosey reports for Patch.com. That's one of the AOL hyperlocal sites. And the defense attorney in this case, Chuck Bretz, says that no legitimate journalists need feel threatened by Judge Kinney's order against Hosey. And I think that opens up a whole nother door of the legal system trying to determine who is a legitimate journalist and who is not. And it should be noted that Hosey in the past has also done quite a bit of reporting on the infamous Drew Peterson case. And he's well-known, well-respected crime reporter. Regardless of who he's reporting for, I would certainly consider him a journalist, and it's certainly Patch.com is trying to do journalism, fill a void perhaps even in that community. Really bothers me to see a defense attorney using that phrase, legitimate journalist. He seems to be disregarding what Hosey does for a living.
So he's saying they wouldn't be raising this fuss if the Chicago Tribune had published the same story?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, good journalism is good journalism, no matter the platform.
Right. Yeah, it's a little bit scary to think that they are trying to define Joe as an illegitimate journalist. I mean, what is legitimate in their book? And should we try to define that in a court of law? I have a huge problem with that.
I think we all have a problem with that. And it is becoming more difficult today to define who is a journalist with all these websites and blogs, et cetera, out there. But I don't think this is the time or place to do it, you know, in terms of this particular court case. And certainly not, it's not the job of a defense attorney to decide who is and is not a legitimate journalist.
Right. I think they're reaching here. Joe Hosey has been published a number of times. He's well respected in his field. And to say that he is not a legitimate journalist is, I think, it's not correct.
So the real concern appears to be that they're afraid of tainting the jury pool with the grisly details that Hosey's stories have reported. So, but as an attorney for the Illinois Press Association pointed out, there are other remedies for that, such as moving the jurisdiction. So,
right.
Why go after him?
Well, that's exactly my thought. I mean, until Until this brouhaha involving Hosey, I had never read or heard anything about this particular case. I don't go out seeking crime news from outside this general area. But, you know, I certainly wonder how many other people outside of that immediate area had heard of this case before the defense attorney raised this ruckus.
Right. They brought this case into the press more than the press did.
Good point.
Do you feel this infringes on the Shield Law or Hosey's First Amendment rights?
I think it's in direct violation of the Shield Law. I definitely think that them trying to say that Joe Hosey is not a legitimate journalist and is not protected by the Shield Law is a scary precedent to set.
And you're only supposed to violate the Shield Law if there's no other way of getting any of the information that the reporter has.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't... doesn't seem that they've exhausted their options here.
Now, what sort of other options, I mean, do you know, could they go through to try and find out how he got this information rather than forcing him to cough it up?
Well, they could talk to the people who had the information, try to find out, you know, what hands the police records went through. I mean, he came away with some information that only certain people should know about the case. So there really are only a certain number of people who could have known this information. Whether or not they are trying to protect themselves or protect their jobs, that's very likely. But there are, you know, there are ways to find out at least who could have leaked it. And I think they're just trying to get Joe to do their work for them.
I'm a little troubled, too, by the notion that these details should not come out until they're brought up in court. These are some Illinois Supreme Court rules that were implemented a few years ago, and I think the community has a right to know more details, especially about a crime as grisly and heinous as this. They need to know what's happening in the community. It shouldn't be held until it's brought up in court. That's my thinking.
I would agree. I mean, you're always going to balance the right to a fair trial with the right to free information. But in this case, you know, as has been pointed out, there are other things they could do to guarantee a fair trial.
Hey, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.